Welcome to a special wellness episode with me and my mentor, Stacy. We've been talking about essential oils, and I've actually been feeling under the weather for about a week or so here, and I've been using some essential oils along the way. I've been taking something called Inner Defense, which has thieves. You know, a lot of these different essential oils have special properties that help with cold and flu and so forth, with your immunity, you know, amazing properties that these have. Also, putting essential oils on my chest. What's that one? RC?
Respiratory care.
Can you explain that one?
It's a blend of eucalyptuses that Gary developed many years ago when there was a lot of stuff that was going around in Asia. And so he developed respiratory care. It's RC. So it's a really potent blend, and it's very clears everything out, let's just say.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there are several oils that really help you breathe very easily. Of course, all the peppermint and mint and all of these menthol types.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, today we're going to discuss the feelings kit. So can you tell me how you use essential oils for your emotions?
Yeah, actually, I had a personal testimony that had happened. My mother had passed away suddenly, and I know that we're going through a really tough time. And that's why I wanted to share my personal testimony, because a lot of people are going through the shock and the grieving process. And these are tools to be able to help us navigate challenges throughout our life, not only in a physical body, congestion and cold symptoms and seasonal allergies, but also they work on an emotional level. And an essential oil is adaptogenic. So it'll go and do many different things at once. So where you're going to feel better, where you have less congestion, maybe in your face or your throat or your chest, but you're also going to have a beneficial, benefits from this. I have a friend who, just as a quick example, had some skin challenges on her face, and she realized by using frankincense that it also helped her, be a little bit happier. And so much so that her husband noticed and had made a comment about just her general attitude. And it's, again, it's not anything, crazy, but it's just something that you're like, wow, you're a little bit happier today. You're smiling at things. You're finding joy in things. And so that's really a wonderful way to be able to utilize essential oils. And for me personally, again, my mom passed away unexpectedly about 4 years ago. And I have a friend who, her name is Dr. Pat. She's an amazing, wonderful friend. And she contacted me and she said, you need to start using the feelings kit. And of course, when you're going through grief, when you're going through trauma, the last thing you want to do is feel your feelings, right? And she said, trust me. And I said, okay, well, I do trust you. And you called me. She called me in the middle of the night when she had heard that I needed help. Just a wonderful human being. And so I said, okay, fine. So I got home. I put together all of the oils that are in the feelings kit. Young Living has a kit that's specific called the feelings kit. But I had them all separately. And it's a Valor, which is one of our most popular oils that helps with anxiety. Also helps with snoring. It's just a wonderful all around great oil to help you feel brave. If you need a little extra courage, Valor is the one for you. So it has Valor in it. It has Harmony, which helps just kind of bring the body back into balance through harmonics and energy. There's Release, which we use over our liver, which helps release toxins, because we know that anger gets stored in our liver. And then we have Forgiveness, which is a blend, and you use that around your belly button. You have Inner Defense.
You take the oils and you spread them on your belly area.
Yes, this is a whole topical application. So you would use Valor on your feet. You would use Harmony on your energy centers. So your head, your pineal, your throat, your heart, your stomach. So it's also aligned with chakras or energy, depending upon your philosophy. And then tailbone. And then you would put Release on your liver, And then you put forgiveness around your belly button. And then we have a blend called Inner Child, which helps bring that joy back into your life. You put it right here above your, below your nose, and you use present time on your wrists. And then you put valor back on your toes. And what this does, there was times when I'm like, I don't care what it does. It just made me feel better. I can tell you that it took the edge off. It made me understand and process that a very painful grief period that I was suffering from. Just there was a lot going on, from being a great daughter to, you know, having things happen, which was not optimal and was really quite confusing, and not being able to settle that confusion could have really put you in a dark, deep place, a very angry place where I would find myself. And I would notice that by applying the feelings kit, I ended up doing it twice a day. So I would do it when I wake up, and I would do it right before I went to bed. And it gave me the ability to actually function. It gave me the ability to process emotions that were very confusing for me. Again, I went from the great daughter to basically being disowned and losing pretty much all of my parents' property. So there was decisions that were made. It was not optimal, but so there was it was very traumatic. And the feelings.
Yeah, when people get into those situations, they can get lost in their head, in the past, in the future. And from my personal experience, what these essential oils can do, along with other types of modalities, is make you present, help you focus in the present moment, get out of your head, get in your body. And it's like if you're surrounded by technology or in some kind of sterile space, you feel isolated and alone. But when you're surrounded and embraced by nature, for example, you feel supported. And so it's kind of like bringing nature into your body,
it's
feel
very much of a grounding developed. Process. Yeah. Yeah. It's very much of a grounding process. And just personally, I mean, and I've had other people that have gone through the grieving process, utilize the feelings kit, and have very similar experiences where they're able to just process it, the whole process. You can look at it from, not so much of a sterile environment, but also just kind of an objective. You can be objective as to how things went through that grieving process, and you're able to function and see that person for the best version of themselves. And so for me, the feelings kit, dealing with grief and these very strong emotions, was so impactful. My dad passed 15 years ago. I didn't have it when he passed away. And, you have to be there for the funeral. You have to be there to do all the things that you're supposed to do, right? You're supposed to honor your parents and do all the things, and you keep yourself really busy so that you don't have to think too much. And then it's the afterwards, next week, or the first events, the first Christmas, the first Father's Day, the first Mother's Day, the first Christmas, all of those things that you have as memories, that's when it really hits you. And to be able to have a tool, I wish that I would have had a tool when my dad passed away, because it would have really helped me process. There were days when I didn't want to get out of bed or even brush my teeth. I mean, it was just so blue and so dark those times. And so to be able to have these tools to really help empower ourselves on an emotional level, and just, it's a true gift. And so, there's
a lot of. And what I think is cool about this kit and this whole putting it in the different areas of your body is that it's a good way for people to experiment and learn, right? Because each body is different, each person is different, each emotional experience is different. And so when you're trying different oils in different places, you're going to be able to find out what works for you.
Yeah. But also know that every body part is tied to an emotion as well. So there's a wonderful book. I have it here. And you can get this on Amazon, Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils by Dr. Main. And she goes through and she talks about how you would have an emotion, because we know that our feelings and our stress can tie and be interpreted if it's not processed correctly, and it can actually cause disease in the body. And so being able to process this in an efficient, positive way is really going to help us, one, be happier, be joyful, and live a happy long life, a life of longevity and happiness and joy. And so just for a little bit here. So, if you're, let's see, possessive. Okay. The other side of possessive is sharing. It tells you a way that, what you can say, but then it also gives you an oil. So ylang ylang. And then it tells you exactly where to place it on your body. And it has a little chart as well. So every type of, you know, being rejected, feeling obsessed, obstinate, oppressed, outrage, all these different types of emotions have a tie to a body point. And so being able to have these tools and to apply them in a way where you can see relief is so powerful. So it's really amazing.
Interesting that people can start being proactive with their self-care. You don't always have to outsource it to a specialist. You know, you can, and that's great to have that support, but sometimes it's not convenient or able to be done. And some people need a little handholding. I know I do with essential oils. Sometimes the possibilities are so endless. Like I could infuse this, I could do a topical, I could put it in a carrier oil, I could put it in a bubble bath, I could do this, that, and a million things. And then because there's so many options, I don't do any of them. But when you said, like, for example, just put the RC on your chest when you're feeling congested, it's like, okay, I know what oil to use. I know where to put it, you know, and it, so to have those kind of directions are very helpful too.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But yeah, having and our community, I mean, we have a wonderful community on Facebook. We just got on True Social. I apologize. Drax is very unhappy at the moment. He needs a little oil. You know, having our community where we can ask questions and you can bring things and you can research on Facebook. We have a wonderful group that you can do that. So, yeah.
What is the name of your group on Facebook? And do you also have other social media groups?
Yeah, we have Oil Rebel Lounge, and that is for our members. And it has six years worth of legacy information and testimonies. And it's a wonderful place to hang out. I do have Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. Again, I just got on social, True Social. So I will be filling that out and posting there as I'm learning the new platform. But we have a wonderful community where you can go in and ask questions. We also have a Telegram channel as well.
Cause that helps too. You know, just having a community to share, you know, there's, I know that, for example, you might have a lot of moms who have kids and they're sharing their experience with their families and what helps with the different ailments that families have. So it's nice to be able to tap into that knowledge base and community support. So yeah, we're going to put the links below for all those social media groups for the Feelings Kit. You can check that out. And we're going to do another episode about emotions next week as well. So stay tuned for that.